Our reading for today is from 2 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 18. Are we beginning to commend ourselves again? Or do we need, as some do, letters of recommendation to you or from you? You yourselves are our letter of recommendation, written on our hearts, to be known and read by all. And you show that you are a letter from Christ delivered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts. Such is the confidence that we have through Christ toward God. Not that we are sufficient in ourselves to claim anything as coming from us, but our sufficiency is in God, who has made us competent to be ministers of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Now if the ministry of death, carved in letters on stone, came with such glory that the Israelites could not gaze on Moses' face because of its glory, which was being brought to an end, will not the ministry of the Spirit have even more glory? For if there was glory in the ministry of condemnation, the ministry of righteousness must far exceed it in glory. Indeed, in this case, what once had glory has come to have no glory at all, because of the glory that surpasses it. For if what was being brought to an end came with glory, much more will what is permanent have glory. Since we have such a hope, we are very bold, not like Moses, who would put a veil over his face so that the Israelites might not gaze on the outcome of what was being brought to an end. But their minds were hardened. For to this day, when they read the Old Covenant, the same veil remains unlifted, because only through Christ is it taken away. Yes, to this day, whenever Moses is read, a veil lies over their hearts. But when one turns to the Lord, the veil is removed. Now the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Arthur Porter, retired pastor, Moody, Alabama.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our message, an advertisement for Christ, comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 to 3. This is about letters recommending a person's character. Sometimes the letters didn't mean much. But because there were so many imposters claiming to be teachers of the apostolic truth, letters of recommendation became necessary. Paul remembers that once he had letters of recommendation for himself when he was off to Damascus to persecute Christians, Acts 9:2. The letters he had recommending his good character were not based on Christian principles. But now he knows that the authenticity of a Christian is not in a letter penned by human hands, but by a conversion that is the result of God's implanting his Spirit in a willing heart. The only recommendation he needs is the change in the character and the lives of the Corinthians. He says every converted heart is an open letter, an advertisement for Christ. The Christian life, according to the commands of Jesus, is the best advertisement for Jesus and the Christian church. A good teacher doesn't write his message in ink that will fade. He writes it upon the hearts of men. Jesus had written his message on the hearts of the Corinthians through his servant Paul, not with fading ink, but with the Spirit, not on tablets of stone, but on the hearts of men. When believers are baptized into the body of Christ, they receive the grace of God's salvation, and they must share this good news with the lost, who may not know that Christ has already died for them. Everyone who professes to be in Christ is an open letter for Christ. Every Christian, whether he likes it or not, is an advertisement for Christianity. The honor of Christ is in the hands of his followers. The world sees Jesus through us and our lives. We judge a coach by the players he produces, and we judge a church by the kind of disciples it creates. Now, if the church creates disciples who fall away from Jesus and his teachings, so will the world fall away. For Jesus said, "Whosoever acknowledges me before men, I will acknowledge him before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before men, I will disown before my Father in heaven." Matthew 10, 32 and 33. The life of disciples lived out in obedience to God's word is how we connect people to Jesus. The greatest handicaps to the church are the people who publicly profess to be Christians and then openly live disobedient lives. The message and the messenger cannot be separated, because the message of the kingdom of God is not only in what is said, but also in who says it and how it is said. People will only hear the message if they are convinced the messengers care about them. When we go out into the world proclaiming to be disciples of Jesus, we have a supreme responsibility to be the best advertisement we can be, or as Paul says, an open letter for Christ and his church. As obedient servants, we already have eternal life. And as his disciples, we are called to share the love of Christ, the good news, to bring salvation to others. Jesus said, "He who listens to you listens to me. He who rejects you rejects me. But he who rejects me rejects him who sent me." Luke 10:16. Christians are to live a life that is a living letter of recommendation of Jesus in order to connect people to him. Amen.
We thank Pastor Arthur Porter for today's meditation on God's Word.